This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to a Telemann Overture Suite. Telemann has been somewhat unfairly maligned because of just how prolific he was. He churned out over 1,000 cantatas, over 600 of these overture suites. The guy was a music writing machine. Only recently have we been able to actually put together a catalog of his works. He wrote a ton. Some people take that to mean that he was just tossing off drivel, favoring quantity over quality. But Telemann's music was very well regarded in his day. He essentially had his choice of positions, and guys like Bach and Handel spoke very highly of him. And in fact, both of them used some of his music in their own compositions. They also marveled at how easily composing came to Telemann. Handel once said that he could, quote, write a church piece in 8 parts with the same expedition another would write a letter. But there is a kernel of truth to the critique of Telemann being a businessman more than a musician. He certainly was a great musician and composer, but unlike a lot of great musicians and composers, he was also a great businessman. There's a very famous story about Bach that he got his longtime job only after a ton of other composers turned it down. It's popular now because obviously Bach being such a giant of music, how could he not have been the first choice? Well, Telemann was the first choice. But he wasn't actually too interested in the post. He only applied to give himself leverage over his current employer. They gave him a raise, he turned down the job and stayed with them. Telemann was also keen to make sure that he got the exclusive rights to print and sell his music. And that sounds like a pretty obvious thing, but it caused a lot of litigation between himself and the main printer in Hamburg. A ton of composers didn't actually own the rights to their music. They went to their employer or the church, or the composer had little say as to who picked up the music and just started printing it. But Telemann made sure he could profit off his own work, and since he worked a lot, he made a lot of profit. He even started his own self-publishing company to keep even more of the profits in-house. Now, just because he was good at business doesn't mean that he always had a ton of money. His wife, who was much younger than him, spent a lot of time at parties, she spent a lot of money buying jewelry and fine clothing, and she also had a predilection towards gambling, which eventually caught up to them. Worse yet, she seems to have been wildly unfaithful to him throughout much of their marriage. But besides a keen business sense, Telemann also seems to have a good sense of humor. When he heard the rumors about a doddering old cuckold controlled by the much younger spendthrift wife, he wrote an opera about precisely that, which was a big hit. Not everything Telemann wrote was a grand masterpiece, and I think that's why people sometimes get hung up on him. But that's not the point, either. He knew his audience, and his success in his lifetime shows that he knew how to give them what they wanted. This piece, which is an overture followed by a series of dances, is a great example of the music that those audiences just couldn't get enough of. Here's the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin in a concert recorded at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston with Telemann's Overture Suite in A Minor. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you were heading for a night out in Telemann's Day or down to the coffee shop around the corner to catch a bit of music, that's the kind of thing that you would have been hearing. And more than likely, it would have been Telemann. He had a lot of jobs all around the city. 5 churches, a bunch of different coffee houses and concert series. So his music got out there. Thanks to the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. If you have the chance, you can go up to their website, gardnermuseum.org. They've got tons of great recordings up there. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to a few piano pieces by Cécile Chaminade. I'll see you then.